It's Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by AV Franklin.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from Resi Week, episode 115. Matt Scott is joined by myself and Rich Fregosa talking about Cedia purchasing the Technology and Business Summit. Rich Fregosa starts us off discussing what this means for Cedia members.
The first reaction really was, I mean, there was some angst and speaking to some integrators and just seeing it across social media and you know, the comments, you know, once the show was announced. But one thing, we had a conversation earlier about this, was that, you know, integrators as a whole, there aren't a lot of large integrators around. It's just the nature of the CI channel. Typically, they're smaller companies. And although Expo is a great show, and I recommend that everybody go to it, doesn't always fall within the calendar for integrators. And so if it's based on the East Coast, the West Coast guys have a hard time going. It's on the West Coast, the East Coast guys start griping about it. And, you know, and then we try to put it in the middle, and then everybody gripes about it, right? So we, you know, we have a hard time with that altogether. You know, this show, I've never been to the Technology Summit because I'm based out of the West Coast. But on the West Coast, typically right after Cedia, there is a similar show that's put on in the Bay Area that the local reps and the distributors get together, and they rent out an area, and they basically have a mini expo at that point for the dealers who necessarily aren't large enough or maybe are in affiliated markets, and it gives them an opportunity for all of the reps to bring them together, to meet with manufacturers, and to provide the process. So I think that that is always going to be a need. And again, like, I think the confusing part was, it first came up, was we just sold a show. Why are you buying a show? And that is still the confusing part for me. I get it. But if you're going to be buying one show, does that mean then the CD is going to be coming and saying, now we plan on looking to replicate this in the middle of the country, in the Midwest? We're looking at doing this in the Pacific, in the mountain states. Here is our plan to be able to allow this to be a venue for all CDM members, regardless of concentrating it on the East Coast. This one, obviously, you know, it was available. You know, I can only assume as it was available, it made sense. And it was like, you're going to start somewhere. I think it can be very effective. My question then becomes, you know, we have the CDA Business Exchange. Does that become part of that same group? Is it, it's bringing more questions than answers at the moment. And I think it'll be something that I'm sure that Cedia will have, hopefully, as a Cedia member, an explanation as to, here is what our long-term view is now, that if we are a trade organization and we're focusing on education and we're focusing on all of these things that, honestly, dealers have been complaining about, which is, you know, I'm not getting necessarily as much of the nuts and bolts that I'm looking for other than attending a trade show once a year, then I'm all for it. You know, I think that for East Coast dealers is a great thing. I think for the rest of the country, that is, we're going to be looking at this and saying, okay, what are you doing about for us?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.